This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. It's Memorial Day, which I keep getting confused with Veteran Day because I don't have a calendar anymore, and I don't know what the fuck the day is. It's so many goddamn holidays. But we appreciate your service, and I don't know what to say about Memorial Day.
Just listen to the fucking episode.
I get so tired you interrupting me, Karen. Who the fuck do you think
you ran out of words? I didn't interrupt you.
I did not run out of words.
If you're going to host this podcast, you got to have words.
I was breathing.
I'm sorry, it's such a struggle. Are you okay?
We'll be back after this commercial. I'm about to whoop this nigga ass. You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about is real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
We got the family here today.
The whole family for a Memorial Day cookout.
Yeah,
shout out to Junebug.
Mm-hmm.
Down in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That wasn't no kitchen, that was outside.
Well, we got it out of the kitchen.
Who made the macaroni and cheese?
Oh, he did, but he threw it in the trash can because Garon told me it was drier than an ant pussy. And so
did he respond, there's white people coming and they love dry macaroni and cheese?
He didn't know y'all was coming, but he had threw it away before y'all got here. And I was like, why did you do that? I had somebody to eat it.
There were ants coming.
I was like, why is there peppers in these baked beans? What is going on in this magical land of beandom? And there are green beans and...
Magical land of beandom?
You never had pepper in your baked beans?
Never.
Was
never
it good?
Had pepper in your green beans?
It was not in my green beans, nor in my baked beans, but the baked beans were really good.
What do you think pepper's for?
Fajitas.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Fajitas. That's all you use peppers for.
My you know God. What's crazy? Because to this weekend... Come on in. Yeah, I don't know how to... Hold on. I don't know how to hook it up. He got to come hook it up. Oh, he got to hook it up right there. And tell him to hook it up for me. So I was in Tampa, and all the food... So this lady at the front desk of the hotel, I was like, I want some really good seafood. She's like, oh, go to Dolly Tails or Dolly Tiles. I don't know what the fucking name of the place. So I walk in there, and nobody looked like me. I said, oh, this is going to be so bad. I just knew. I said, I'm not
now
racist.
You know how
I
Kate felt in Atlanta.
Yes. I know how Kate felt. So I sat down and we ordered. I mean, I'm not exaggerating, y'all. I almost felt like I had COVID because it was no taste, no smell, no nothing. I was like, I think I got COVID. It was the fucking food.
The food was so white, you thought you had COVID.
It was so fucking horrible. When fish don't taste like fish, nigga. And I was like, what kind of fish is this? She said, it's a white fish. I said,
clearly. Yeah, obviously.
Then she said, it's grouper. I think she said it was grouper. Then we tried it grilled. We tried it fried. It was the most horrible. I said, who the fuck is in the kitchen? So then the little black boy on the black boy on the show, he said, well, I know where to get some brims at. I said, you know why some brims? So he brought me back white. It had no fucking taste. No taste.
What's a brim?
A brim. I don't know what they call a bluegill. That's what they call them. A bluegill. In the hood, we call them brims.
Okay.
So it was just fucking horrible. No taste.
Bluegill is fucking disgusting.
They good.
Bony fish.
Trash.
Disgusting.
Boy, when you in the hood and you catch that motherfucker and split them open, you eat them slow. They good. You nigga, it's like putting a puzzle together. You pick around them bones and get that meat. And so we ended up John Rattler, mother-in-law, came to the show, and I hadn't had no good food. So she brought this big-ass thing of lasagna, and I said, damn, that looked pretty good. So make a long story short, I said, Cortland, this lady made us, Chi-Chi made us some fucking lasagna. He was like, oh, she white. I'm not gonna eat it. I said, no, this white bitch can cook. This white bitch can cook. He's like, but she white. I said, nigga, stop looking at race. Some white people can cook.
You're right.
The pot calling the kettle.
Meanwhile, look at our iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
I wish you would stop being so racist to white people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I learned my, I had to turn my friend on to that shit this weekend. Oh, my God. This lady made us spaghetti.
Get that macaroni and cheese out the trash. We got white people coming. And now she's telling her black friend, nah, this white bitch can cook.
To be fair, I said, why did you do that? I would have eaten it.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't insinuate that. Is that the right word?
Yes.
But anyway, oh, that fucking lasagna was so goddamn good. She had spinach in the lasagna. I had never had spinach in. It was so high class. It was
How
high
layers
class.
Was it?
Nigga, 99.
99 layers.
It looked like a black woman ass.
And spinach
it was
thick. One.
It was so fucking thick. And he was like, can you call her back the next day and ask her to cook for us? Uh-huh. I was like, this lady's rich. She don't have time to be cooking for us. She was just being fucking nice. So that was all only good food I got all weekend.
Somebody's got to tell us where the good food in Tampa is.
Ain't no good food in Tampa. Not from what I had. What Chi-Chi bought was good. That shit was delicious. Nigga, you know it's good when you take a bread and then get all the juice right on the side of the motherfucking pan. Mm,
well,
yeah. You didn't even want to throw away her pan. And it was disposable.
Did you pick the cheese? Was it like burnt cheese right on the top there?
It was a little burnt cheese, but it was so fucking. And you know, like when I make up a lasagna, by the time it come out of the oven, that motherfucker gonna slid all across all the aisles and shit. That motherfucker, it looked like a lasagna that needed to be put back together. Yeah.
You got a wet lasagna, do you?
Well, mine look like it needs some glue to it. The only way my lasagna stay together, I got to stick toothpicks all the way in them and let them cook.
The food was very good today, which is how I know you didn't cook it.
I don't cook, Chris, because they don't like me to cook. So they would allow me to wash dishes.
Whatever the ribs were seasoned with, the ribs were perfect.
It's called Negro Spice.
Yeah, the ribs are really good.
I'll get the recipe later.
We'll like, give it to you.
The Negro Spice, we'll give it to him. You want Negro Spice?
He doesn't have Negro in him, so it don't matter how many spices.
Well, it's just spices. I mean, you can just, I will give you the recipe. It's Thank Negro you. Spice. So when
you're
you
gonna be disappointed in yourself.
It's why?
Because you're gonna follow the instructions. You're gonna this just doesn't taste right.
No, you're gonna follow the instructions like fuck, I wish I could tell y'all the name of these spices.
What is coming?
Coming, like you come?
Yeah, right. C-U-M-I-N.
Oh, I thought you were saying busting a nut.
Oh, cumin. Oh.
What the fuck is happening?
What?
Comedy, Dion. I can't believe you don't recognize
him. No, I recognize him, all right.
Hey, isn't cumin a spice?
Yes. That was the joke.
Spelled cumin.
Right.
Oh, really?
I was making a fourth grade joke about cumin.
That's why I was like, what the fuck is happening? Because you're better than that.
I'm not.
I didn't get that hacky-ass joke, but okay, I'm glad you told me.
There are like 45 white guys right now in their truck getting ready to make a video going...
going what?
They all look like you, too.
That's right.
What are they doing? Busting a nut?
Yep. Talking to my people.
What? I'm confused.
It's so easy to confuse you.
I know. Just, you know, words like jail and...
Fuck you, Chris.
Pains in your vagina? I don't know. You're just always confused.
Oh, today was
You're like
rough.
Sherlock Holmes.
Today was so rough, so... You know, I'm 49, right? So, y'all don't know anything about this, but there's two women in the room. So, you know how before your period come on, you had a pre-attempted cramps to let you know, hey, bitch, I'll be around in a couple of days, so get your Kotex ready because I'm on my way to make your pussy turn red. So, you have these cramps. And I was cramping so fucking bad today on the plane. I was taking so many ibuprofen. And it felt like when you cramp, it almost feel like you got gas that you can't pass.
Right.
And you like, I'm in the bathroom on an airplane just trying to fart, spread my booty hole. Just trying
spread
really.
My booty hole.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes if you pull your ass cheeks apart, the air come on out.
Right, Kate?
Y'all never done that? Spread your asshole apart and your air come out.
Do you ever try shaking? Do you do a little
crack wiggle?
But that's
what I do when I gotta fart real hard.
You like shift so your little crack wiggles and you a little.
No, I just take my ass cheeks and pull them apart and lay on my stomach.
Let there be gas.
She's a Charlton Heston of assholes.
Oh, my stomach was hurting so bad on these two flights. Oh, it was just fucking miserable. And then I hate, you know what I hate? I hate when old people fly. I hate old people. I just hate them. Because old people love to look out the window. The flight is at 6 o'clock in the morning. Shut that motherfucking window, Rosemary. Shut that motherfucking
Rosemary.
Shut that. I mean, and then we up in the sky, right? We going up in the sky. She just, who? I'm like, bitch, it's nothing up here. There's no traffic up here. There's no birds up here. There's no nigga walking around. Ain't no, it's just, you're above the clouds, bitch. And then so, you know, you up there with the sun. The sun hit, ain't nobody going to say that. The sun came in and hit me and this other guy right in the fucking face. I said, excuse me, Lawyer Shade. You're killing me over here, ma'am.
I can't wait to vote for Trump again.
Oh, it's so, I can't stand people who sit by the window. Why look out the motherfucking window? It's nothing out there, nigga. It's nothing out there but sky. You ain't even see sky no more. You're above the sky.
She's probably trying to see her grandson's house.
Well,
you just, every time I fly, I love to sit out the window and look at Plainfield and look at all the places.
Nigga, Plainfield ain't no 30,000 feet in the air. You can't see that shit.
Maybe she's just staring out at the clouds, thinking
ain't
about
no clouds. You above the clouds.
Her death.
There's certain times when the window shade should be up and when the window shade should be down. First thing in the morning, close that motherfucking window.
What are you looking for? The sun came
everybody's
in.
Everybody's still
it came
tired.
In red too. Yeah. Oh my God, it's Jeremiah. I said, excuse, and he wasn't gonna say that. I said, ma'am, you gonna have to shut that goddamn window. You gotta shut that window. It's killing me. Then she reading on her phone. How are you gonna read on your fucking phone with all that sun behind you and you got the light on? How blind are you, bitch? How blind are you?
Maybe she's afraid of
you
going to hell.
You need that shit in Braille.
Yeah. She needs the light at all times.
Yeah, just make it, you know.
Avoid the darkness.
I hate. Stop breathing.
But I have no problem telling the motherfucker the shit they motherfucking want to. I try to sit by the window on every flight so I can control that shit. But it's always that motherfucker across the room that gonna open that goddamn blind. And then the other people I hate who let they motherfucking seat all the way back.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch the button.
Yeah. Why? Why are you reclining?
It goes 4 inches. You get nothing out of it. And you just make my large belly. It's just like it's all cramped. Yeah. Like it's so rude.
I'm skinny and I don't recline the seat.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth it.
Yeah. And then
you just piss the person off behind you.
Yeah.
And I said, excuse me, can you please let your seat up a little bit? Because I have titties back here and you all up in them.
Mm-hmm.
Let your motherfucking seat up. I'm big and I don't fucking recline my seat just to think about the person behind me.
Yeah.
That nigga don't want to be looking at the top of my motherfucking wig cap.
There was a video of a guy. They were sitting in the second to last seat on the plane. So the last row is the back of the plane. And the motherfucker laid his seat back at the person who was sitting at the back of the plane. It was just in their fucking face like this. And he bashed this nigga's chair the whole fucking trip.
Oh, I do that passive aggressive because I don't say anything.
I'll see if I can
But I adjust my knees the
whole
time.
He hit his chair?
The whole fucking way he hit this nigga's chair.
Because
he didn't want to put his seat up.
I think I remember that crazy ass man.
That shit was so funny to me.
I just don't understand people when they fly. You don't have to. The flight ain't. If you're not going to motherfucking Hawaii or your flight is 4 hours or longer, what the fuck are you reclining for?
I don't know.
Are you really that tired, nigga?
I've tried it once and it doesn't go back very far. You don't get extra room.
Well, I tried it one time a couple weeks ago, and I think this lady put a lock on my seat, so I couldn't recline. I think this bitch got my seat locked.
How?
Because, you know, you can buy a little device offline, and if you don't want a person in front of you to decline, you can lock their fucking seat.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Y'all seen that before?
Yeah.
Yeah, people get slapped all the time on a plane for doing that shit to other people.
Mm.
Yeah, I think a bitch behind me had locked my seat.
I'm going to buy one of those.
You're going to need to know how to fight.
Oh.
If you're gonna
I'm
going
to buy you one of those and use it when we fly with you.
Well, I'm a little too old to be fighting. Don't look for that video. You're not going to find that old-ass video.
I found it. It was last year.
I think I seen that guy. He had wild hair.
Nah, he was bald head.
Let's see this.
Oh.
He's literally just like put, like this poor woman is like, she's got her seat back and he has just taken his hand.
Let me see it.
And just like,
he just
bouncing
tapped
her.
He tapped her seat the whole fucking flight because she didn't want to
Oh, I remember that.
That shit had me in tears. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
And she's a mean bitch because she's
supposed to be
recording.
Like, just ask her to move it up like Miss Pat did, or if you're the lady, say what are you doing?
It like that, she knows
she's being stuck. Yeah, she's being.
She's been a bitch.
Yeah,
she's been a purple Karen.
That's right. Why purple? All right.
What's his name? The big purple teddy bear man. What's his name?
Who?
The big purple teddy bear.
What's his name?
The Joker?
No.
Ben Affleck?
No, the big nigga.
Val Kilmer?
No, he's a fucking character for the kids.
Adam West?
Barney.
Where did Batman come into this?
First of all.
Who said Batman?
Barney's a nice dude. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The bitch looked like him, but she been a Karen.
How are we supposed to figure that out?
She was wearing a red
sweater.
Some
of the Pat Sudoku puzzles are so difficult.
What'd you say?
I said some of your Sudoku puzzles are so hard.
What the fuck is a Sudoku puzzle?
You know where you got to take the numbers and put them in the boxes to every row got to make 9?
No, I never heard of that.
So we were eating dinner and Kate's husband and my girlfriend were sitting there and Miss Pat starts talking about her neighbors. And how they come over and shit on her porch, and their bald-headed babies won't stop leaving her packages alone. And my girlfriend looks at me, and I go, "She means birds, not neighbors." The two of them don't speak Miss Pat, so they're sitting there thinking you had humans coming over and shitting on your packages with their bald babies. Because what you said sounded like neighbors.
I have a fucking. I'm telling you, I'm going to knock that bird nest down today. That shit stank like fucking cow shit on my front porch, and I've asked these birds stay the fuck off my porch, and I've been gone a week, and my husband literally let these niggas build his motherfucking nest. But I'm going out here today. I got my son's gun. I'm just gonna shoot up in the nest. I'm gonna literally shoot up in the motherfucking nest.
This is when your friendship with the police department mayor or whatever they're called is gonna come in handy. You're just out there shooting a gun in the middle of your neighborhood?
No, just on the porch.
Okay.
Can you go to jail for shooting birds?
Certain birds, yes.
Even if they trespassing? You do know they trespass. Yeah. This is my property.
You put up
and they shit it on my porch. Did you not see all that bird shit on my front porch? I got to go clean up.
I don't know if you know this, but birds are not subject to human law. So they can do whatever the fuck they want.
What, not over here, nigga?
I'm just saying.
What, not over here? They can come to your house and shit on your motherfucking porch. I am sick of these freeloading motherfuckers. They like family members. Some bitches. I'm tired of these nasty ass motherfuckers.
Next thing you know, he's gonna be calling for break money.
Hell yeah. Bail money too, cause I'm about to go knock these motherfuckers out. I don't think they don't start fucking in that nest yet. I think they getting ready to fuck.
Uh-huh.
Or she getting ready to lay it. But I'm gonna hit that motherfucker dead and see if a little bird head peek up out of there. They better hope a little bird head in that motherfucker. If there ain't no bird, I'm gonna knock that motherfucker down. And throw that bitch outside. I'm gonna throw that motherfucker over there next door with my neighbor next door, Lightbird. I can't stand these motherfucking pets. These pets are size and shit. I can't stand these motherfuckers.
Pets are size?
Pets. What the fuck these motherfuckers call animals? Niggas. Birds. You laughing, but I hate that shit. Every year they come at my motherfucking house. What is it about my motherfucking house that they like? I don't like you motherfuckers.
You do have a hat on with a giant bird, so do you think that red bird on your head is attracting them? You know, like
they
bulls.
See all the Falcons gear up in this motherfucker.
Yeah, like the birds, like the bulls with the red.
These niggas gonna protect us.
Yeah, they're friends of birds.
Well, these some loser birds, and they about to be some loser birds like that too. Because I'm about to hit them motherfucker with a baseball bat. I'm about to go pour some bleach in that nest.
I saw on ESPN that Matt Ryan said he has a lot of years of football to play. A lot of good years ahead, he said.
Yeah. Chris, let me get one thing straight to you. Don't talk to me about that motherfucker. Don't even mention that some bitch to me. Motherfucker, that Wallerman ahead motherfucker ain't got no good years to play. And if he do play, she'll be in another league, like little league. Oh, gigantic head-ass motherfucker. They going to keep getting that motherfucker money. We ain't going to never win. We losing Julio Jones. We ain't going to never win. I'm sick of this shit with these motherfucking Falcons. Won't they just cut the wings off these niggas and call them geese? What bird ain't got no wings?
Every bird has wings.
The dodo bird?
They had wings, they just couldn't fly.
Who? Penguins.
Got wings in the title. Penguins.
You know, the Australian penguin.
Is a penguin a bird?
How do you turn a G into a W? What?
Is a penguin a bird?
Penguin.
I call them penguins. I ain't got time you trying to penguin, nigga. You know what I'm talking about. Motherfucking bird that walks sideways like they fat, like they pregnant.
I'm disturbed that I knew exactly what you meant right away.
Penguins.
Penguins.
They have wings. They just can't fly. All birds have wings.
Well, that's the kind of, that we should be called, the penguin. Atlanta penguins. Cause we ain't gonna never fly and wing a goddamn thing. Sorry, some bitch. I can't stand that motherfucker Arthur Blank. Stanky some bitch.
All right, we need to take a break so you can calm down.
You don't tell me what to do, white man.
We'll be right back after this break with ping wings.
My kids ain't shit. That's
what. Nigga, know he right outside the door. Nigga, know he podcasting.
He don't give a fuck. I cannot stand. All he do is call and beg for money. And then he say this to you all the time. You know I'm the only kid to pay you back. Do you know you the only nigga to beg?
It's like you the only one to borrow, nigga.
I cannot stand him. He make me motherfucking sick. Then he look older than me, too.
He does, actually. Yeah.
Does look older than you?
He does, yeah. Yeah, he's got...
And you never said it. I'd have never thought it, but now it's all I can think about.
He do not look... I'd be like, don't be calling me your mama in public, nigga.
If you put on no makeup, took off your wig, and we put you in a sauna for 3 hours, that's what you look like.
Him?
Yeah.
Oh, I said, do you not realize you look older than your mama? You really need to lose some weight. You growing moles on your necks and shit. Hard for you to get up. You know what I told him? I said, you're going to have to lose weight. And I said, if you don't lose weight, you're going to wait till it gets to the point where your dick don't work. And you're going to try to lose weight, and it's hard to reverse that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you now, it's good. It comes to a point where your dick
really
don't work.
We really need
normal.
Nikea's dick to work, though.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Less dick for Nikea.
When men don't take care of themselves, their dicks go out really early like fuses.
Like an indoor light bulb outside, yep.
And sometimes that socket would never work again.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's why you have to take care of yourself, because our pussies don't go out. Y'all shit goes out.
I make the difference.
Y'all, I ain't. My dick worked just fine.
But it's on its way out.
Some pussies that don't work, so.
Because you don't eat healthy. You don't fucking do the right thing. And you ain't no vegetable eating ass nigga.
The only time you eat is when you go to weddings, Dion. You starving.
Fuck you.
You starving some bitch. Flying all the way to Texas to eat 3 tacos for free.
Yeah. And all he do is eat junk food. So your dick is on its way out.
I have no idea what
I do. No, I do. Yeah, nigga, I'm on the phone with you. All you do is eat fast food. You never eat a home good meal because you date white girls. Nobody's done cook you no collard greens.
Nigga, so, you can't cook. What are you talking about?
My kids can cook. You don't have any fucking kids. So you skinny, but you're really unhealthy. And I'm telling you, if you don't get that shit together, you're going to wake up.
I'm healthier than you.
What?
I'm healthier than you.
I don't got no dick that goes off. My click been soft.
What? Just thinking of your soft clit makes my dick go soft.
No, Dion, softest clit. In the whole room, I guarantee it.
That's not a prize. Nobody gives a fuck about a soft clit. Half niggas can't even find the motherfucker. They don't care if it's soft or not.
You can find my clit if I lay upside down. It's there.
She got a Dracula clit.
She's like China the wrestler over here.
He said, my bond, 2 stroke, my pussy. Why?
I'm telling you, y'all, you better get healthy, because when that dick go out, it's out. It out like a light bulb. It out forever.
Nah, I got the government to thank. Dicks will never stop working. As long as we got Ted
sometimes,
Cruz.
Sometimes.
As long as we got Ted Cruz.
Sometimes them pills won't even wake the penis up.
Then they'll just make new ones.
Let me ask y'all something. If you marry and a man dick go out, would you leave him?
Right answer.
I don't think I would either.
I'd be out.
Well,
why? But I want dick doesn't work too.
Nigga, go get a bigger
dick. No, we actually want you to write Chris. I'll go to the Pat Down. What is the Pat Down email?
The Pat Down podcast at gmail.com, or you can send it to Chris at chrisspangle.com.
Yeah, I would like to know that, because I think being in love is more than that. And that's some of the conversation that I hear amongst middle-aged women. And I notice that a lot of women get divorced over that. And I don't think that's true love. Mm-hmm. I've known quite a few friends.
If you still like to have sex and your husband can't have sex anymore, and you have a conversation with him about, hey, I want to go fuck some other people since your dick ain't working, and he gets mad, what are you supposed to do? Because if you still...
But if you love that person, the relationship is not about sex.
You call Ashley.
That is such a good answer.
She can get you the Violator 3000, get you all set up.
The Violator 3000?
It's gas-powered, the diversion.
You got to pull it with the... But, about to plow the bush.
I mean, but let's be honest. There's other things I think couples can do. But I think if you left a person, I've known people, women to get breast cancer and men to leave because they don't want to go through that.
What?
Yeah, I had a girlfriend that went through cancer and the nigga dumped her.
So it goes two ways, though. I mean, you're supposed to love that person through sickness and health, and they're supposed to love you through sickness and health. But if you're sick and you see that they're suffering and they want to go out and do something that you can't do, aren't you supposed to love them enough to understand? Just like they're supposed to love you enough to not want to do it. So at that point, it's, you know.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying, so if your dick stopped, say.
Your dick?
No, because my dick will work forever.
Dion, did you?
That's what you think.
That's what I heard.
You wish that's what you heard. I'm saying, if for whatever reason your partner can no longer perform sexually, right?
I would not leave him.
I'm not saying that you would leave him. I'm saying if you are the one that can no longer perform what your partner wants, as that person's partner, aren't you supposed to also care about their wants and needs?
So no.
Why are you asking her?
I mean, you know what
you want, nigga?
Well, if, see, if that's why. She, but when you're in a marriage,
she dislikes her family so much she created a new one on television.
But what I'm saying is, when you love somebody, and things change in a relationship all the time. Every 10 years, shit change in a relationship. So every day, to be honest with you. So why wouldn't you? I mean,
that's one half of the relationship.
That's not one half of the relationship. If you think sex is one half of the relationship.
No. I'm saying that's your half of perspective of the relationship.
No, it's not. That's why you'll never be married.
Well, so, that's one of the reasons. Because I don't want to be.
Sex should not be, sex should be less than 30% of the relationship.
I'm not talking about the sex. I'm talking about the perspective you have happiness.
Sex don't make you happy. Sex is just fucking... Somebody, is this, I mean, is I don't
sex,
think.
Sex makes you happy. You just stop.
I mean, I don't think.
Because you've been happy since you're 12.
I don't think. No.
That's why it's not a big deal to you.
You ran out of strokes.
Most people haven't had.
I think you could be happy even if you didn't have. I mean, there's so many other ways to get off.
Right. I'm not talking about specifically the act of sex. I'm saying that you knowing that your partner loves to have sex, likes sex, and the fact that they're not happy that you no longer can have sex.
Well, that person, if you're married to that person should sacrifice and know that especially if y'all been together a long time.
Right.
And understand. And if you truly love somebody, you're not going to go out just because they can't perform and go get it somewhere else.
It sounds good on paper, but the 6 months into it, they're like, I think I love them more.
So on the flip side of that, you talk about making a sacrifice. Since you can't perform anymore, is it not okay to ask for the same sacrifice on the flip side?
I would never ask for that. Would you ask for that, Kate? Well, if his dick stopped working, would you ask him, can I go over here and get fucked by Willie Lump Lump?
Willie Lump Lump.
But Willie Lump Lump's got a six pack. He's got a big dick. Willie Lump Lump looking good. I mean, come on, Kate. Nope, she says no.
No, because that's because she really loves him.
See, because I know
standards.
I know people who disagree with y'all, and they're like, yeah, I love my wife enough And I'm secure enough in our relationship that she ain't gonna fall in love with this nigga. She just getting dick. It makes my wife happy. That's what I want for my wife, for her.
Well,
to be happy.
I would say this. He was never really putting it down in the beginning before it went out. He wasn't doing shit before the dick went out.
They've been married over 20 years.
Yeah, but she been fucking the gardener for 30.
Old gardener Willie Lump Lump.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we want
I
you.
I found a clever.
That's a good topic. I would like for you ladies to write in and tell me what would you do when you get to the point and you've been married a long time and shit stopped working. Would you leave them?
You can also send a DM to the Pat Down Podcast Instagram.
It's yeah, because we would like to know. Because I know somebody who just got a divorce for that, and I thought. And it was on her part. And I thought it was fucked up.
So she couldn't perform, and so
he couldn't perform, and she left him.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's shitty. Because you have to think about this. You had dick. He had dick many years before that. So why can't you just reminisce? You listen to old music, don't you?
Just
bitch, can't you
remember? No, it doesn't work that way. Why are you yelling at your pussy in the bathroom? Mind your business, nigga. I'm reminiscing in here. You broke dick motherfucker. What the hell?
Yelling at your pussy to remember.
Remember?
Memories.
But that's a man.
So I get what you're saying. You're supposed to sacrifice something important to you for the sake of someone else. And I'm just flipping it and saying, well, why can't, you sacrifice that if your partner feels
it? Do you really want somebody fucking your wife, Dion?
I wouldn't care.
Okay.
The difference
is
Dion.
Would you want somebody fucking your wife if your dick couldn't get hard?
Tyler, I just
want
to
Chris.
Travis.
You got a booger in your nose, Chris. Sorry.
I would not prefer it, he said.
Go get Chris some tissue, because he ain't here being straight nasty.
I'm picking my nose.
It's in my bathroom.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, we're good.
You going to wipe it on your clothes, huh?
Like a soft clit.
It's just hanging out.
But would you allow her to go say, well, my dick don't work, so go ahead and get some dick, and then come on back?
It would really depend on how bad she wanted it.
See, that's love, what I'm talking about. That, to me, is love. Not divorcing a nigga because of shit.
Did you say if he could watch?
That's what I said.
Dion's available if you want to watch.
I'm not cucking our fucking... What are you doing? No disrespect, Kate, but I like Tyler. I'm not going to fuck his wife.
In front of me.
Yeah. Or behind your back, for that matter. You're looking out.
Oh, what are you, a bro? Okay.
I always thought that when people like leave for those excuses, there's another reason. Yeah. Like, it's not just that. Like, there has to be something else. Like, all of my friends who have gone through those situations, they were already unhappy. Like, it was an attitude thing, and I was like, oh, I have an excuse, and what am I going to tell my friends? I'm going to tell them this, because everyone gets sex, right? And that's why they do it. It's not that.
Yeah, so she right. So...
Your friend who left because no dick. There's other reasons she's unhappy.
I think so too. I don't think the dick is the main issue.
That's the thing she wants to tell you. She doesn't want to tell you. The shit she doesn't want to tell you that the reason she's leaving.
She's been cheating anyway. But
there you go. Thank you. That's the part that I mentioned about not wanting to tell you what she didn't want to tell you.
Which is crazy. I was just wondering because I was like, I just noticed a lot of middle aged women is. Getting a divorce over that.
I don't have that ego. Like, it to me, it sounds like an ego thing. Like,
you have a very different view of monogamy than Miss Pat and I do. Yeah. You know, like, you have a very, like, your spectrum on that is much.
Yeah. I think it's very dumb.
Yeah.
What?
Monogamy. I think it's really stupid.
What, to just have one partner?
Yes. There are 7 billion people on the planet, and you got to pick the one person forever, and you don't even meet... Half of the niggas that
Dion,
are...
Dion, let me say this to you. You say that because you don't do long relationships. I've known you for 13 years and no bitch 15. Ever. 15 years and you never had a real relationship.
Right.
So once you get in a real relationship, then you can speak on that. I don't know when you say that, like I said, because you never had a real relationship.
I don't want one.
You do, but most people who say
that. I really don't, though.
Yes, you do. I really think if you got a good woman, you it would ground you. It would make you grow. It will push you. All you need is a good black woman in your life.
I knew there was a catch.
Yeah.
You really do. You really do. You need somebody. You need somebody.
Why do I need one? Why can't I get two? No, why can't I have three?
Why can't I have four? Why stop at one? That you would fuck.
Ew.
I said like me that you would fuck.
The last thing I want.
Digging there
a woman
by
like
that
you.
Soft clit.
You need a strong woman. That's what you need.
No, I don't need anybody. I don't need another person to tell me what to do. I don't need
Sometimes we do, Dion.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Because you know what? Advice, when people give you advice or criticism in life, it helps you grow as a person.
I like who I am as a person.
That's what you think. I used to think
she's
I liked
telling
who I
you to stop that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm telling you can like more of you if you would try other things. That's all
I'm
saying.
Apparently my dick's gonna stop working, so who's gonna want me?
Well, you got another 10 years for that happens.
There's so many holes in this argument. It's ridiculous.
No, I'm just saying. My thing with you is I think you need a good, strong woman, no matter what fucking color she is, to elevate you. Because I think when you're in a relationship and a person really cares about you, that person pushes you, especially when you're talented or especially when they can see stuff. Like, I give you a great example. What's that box McGregor? What's his name? McConaughey. Yeah, he was a bomb-ass nigga. That lady met him at a bar. She changed his fucking life. He's a millionaire. Mm. She believed in him. She helped him. She groomed him. It was a light that was put out in him that she lit back up. That's what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck what color she is. Everybody needs somebody to stick a fire up under their ass. To bring the best out in them.
That does not sound like something I want some bitch to stick a fire up, man.
You don't want fire in your asshole?
Nah, I'm cool. I eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I know that burn.
Just find yourself a Bunsen burner and just like put it up under there.
Yeah, that's what you need.
The
you need a fucking
of
woman.
My asshole is explosive.
I mean, because I think we all grow, especially when you're in a relationship. We all say, oh, we don't want nobody. We don't need nobody. We say that shit because it's what we don't have. You'll say, I don't want a new car, but a nigga, if you get an opportunity to get a new car, you're going to get a new car. So we always say what we don't want because we think we can't get it or we can't afford it. But deep down inside, we all know what you really want.
No, I agree with you to a certain extent of some of the things that you're saying. What I'm saying is, to me, it's more of a hassle than anything else.
No, you're not willing to do the work, then it's
not. I don't want someone else's emotions affecting my day other than me. Like, that's my biggest reason for not being in a relationship is I cannot stand when other people's emotions affect my day. That shit gets on my last fucking.
Well, you got to stop fucking with the male head bitches. I said a strong bitch. I didn't say a goofy bitch. I said a strong bitch.
All women
bitch.
Are emotional. Well, one day you feel like this, the next day you feel like that, and I ain't had nothing to do with none of that shit, and now I got to deal with it. Fuck that. That's hell to me.
But Dad, you don't make it up
as excuse
why you don't have a woman.
I grew up with that with my mom and my dad, and I'm like, I will never, ever in my life go through that shit again.
That's just you making an excuse why you don't have anybody when I know deep down inside.
I could get somebody. I don't want somebody. Again, I like my freedom. When I feel like I want to go, I'm a go. That's it. I don't got to ask nobody no questions. I don't got to tell nobody shit. I love that.
No,
the last thing I want to do is check in with somebody. Are you feeling okay about what I'm doing over here? Because I know I got to care about you. Fuck out of here. I don't give a shit. I'm leaving. That's my jam. And I will never give that shit up. Ever. And if she don't like it, hey, go back to where you
He's
came.
Lying.
I swear
He's
to
lying.
God, this is the God honest truth. I cannot stand checking in with motherfuckers. Why didn't you tell me you were going over there? Because it's none of your motherfucking business. Because I decided
for whatever fucking reason. Where are all these places
exactly.
you're going?
Exactly. It don't matter. If I want to go to a wedding in Texas and get some tacos, and goddamn it, I'm fucking going. And if I don't want to tell your ass, I don't want to tell your ass. Fuck out of here.
Come in. Who the fuck is that? Who is that?
One of the girls.
Why you looking like an old lad crow back there?
Oh, you and Dumbo. Well,
I don't believe him. I personally think if there's a strong black woman, a white woman, a Chinese, a Asian, whatever you might be out there, that you want to help elevate Dion Light.
Feel free to slide in the DMs. But I'm going to tell you what I just told her. It's probably not going to work out for you.
No, he needs somebody.
I'm 98.76% sure.
Y'all, he's lying.
I'm going to cheat on you. Because sometimes I feel like getting some new pussy.
I've seen him. He's lying. I'm telling you, he's fucking lying. He need a woman in his life.
I don't need nothing.
Yes, you do.
No.
Okay. I'm telling
you. I love that you have wants for my life.
Yeah, I do. Because I'm a real friend and I care.
Well, I'm a real friend too. And I'm going to tell you, I appreciate it, but I'm good. Thank you.
You're not good.
I am.
This is a Batman call for a bitch for dinner.
You just gonna sit there silently and pick your nose, huh? You're not gonna say shit.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, I bet.
Keep you going. Five more minutes. Let's do it.
Yeah, I need send out the back signal. I need calling all bitches. We need you.
Calling all bitches. We got a 411 on
women,
skinny women, broke dick nigga.
Women, calling all Dance bitches, women, foot? Men, transsexuals, whatever you might be. If you think you're a good partner for Dion, slide in our DMs. And Dion need a partner. Because this shit has gone long enough. I need somebody to build and mold him and to hold him up like the Lion King did the other day.
The Lion King
day.
That might be the funniest thing I've ever heard you say. The Lion King that he is.
When he had the baby up.
Miss Pat, what about that shadowy place over there?
I need you. Dion need a girl. This is a Batman call to all the women. Dion need a strong woman. Not no pussy. If you just here to suck dick, he like
you
that too.
Slide into the DMs as well.
Slide into the Pat Down podcast. I'll screen them. And then we'll go through the resume here on the show.
I will personally pay for a date.
I don't know what's going to be worse. The lack of calls that we get. Did anybody hear this episode?
Just Monica and Mimi.
I'm
going
to be like four motherfuckers. One's going to have a club foot.
Nine abortions. Because she's a real friend.
Next time we
text, real friends
we're going to make sure his hair's cut because he looked really nice with a haircut. Right? Now he got that motherfucking pussy whisper.
I stay raggedy on purpose. So
he got that pussy whisper on his face. So that pussy whisper is a turn off.
There is a method to this madness.
No, it's not.
Yes, there is.
I don't want
the same things you do. So I'm good.
I want greatness for you. Okay? A real friend only want greatness.
Like, I'm okay with
mediocrity. Yeah, I'm good with it.
You shouldn't be. You should never settle for mediocrity, especially when you got friends that don't settle for mediocrity. If you wanted to be mediocrity, you have more friends from the comedy club here locally, your friend, than me. Because what I ain't going to let you
I've
be
met
is.
A lot of those people. You're doing fine.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're not mediocrity.
No,
I didn't say I was.
Right. No, you said.
I said I'm okay with it.
You should never be okay with mediocrity.
Why?
Because you should always want to be great.
I am great.
You just said.
I know I'm great.
I'm confused.
I'm okay with mediocrity. There's a difference between.
You can't be okay with mediocrity.
Sure you can.
You say you great.
Sure
and
you
I'm
can.
Not, help me out, educated people, because this nigga is confusing the shit out of me.
I know exactly what he means. He likes himself. He's not looking for other people to tell him that he's great or not.
I don't need anybody to stroke my ego. I know exactly who the fuck I am and what I'm capable of. I don't got to prove that to anybody, because I know it. So who the fuck cares if somebody else knows it or not? I don't give a shit. Your opinions don't matter to me. I'm going to live my life however the fuck I want to do it.
He fucking lying.
You've known me for 15 years, Pat. Am I lying?
Yes. He lying through his motherfucking...
You know, good and hell well, I'm not.
He lying through his
glasses. I feel like you're very,
Shut
very secure.
Shut the fuck up,
yeah,
nigga.
I'm very secure.
Shut up,
I'm
nigga.
I'm good. I ain't worried about nothing.
He need a woman. Somebody who's going to bring him to the next level. Because I've tried... And I don't fuck him, so he ain't listening to me.
Thank God.
I can't fuck him. He turned into
a
toothpick.
We gonna make a sex tape, y'all. It's gonna be awesome. We got the OnlyFans filmers here. It's gonna be wonderful.
What is it gonna be called? Toothpick and two?
Two what? Two pick and two?
Olive and two pick.
Toothpick?
Yeah, and olive.
And your olive oil?
I'm an olive.
You're an olive.
I'm an olive. The round thing with the pimento in the middle.
Can't wait to scoop that out.
And he the toothpick. He go inside the olive.
You've thought about this.
So hors d'oeuvres. Let's just call it hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, hors d'oeuvres. Because you know he got one nut.
He does? Let me see.
Chris. What the fuck are you talking about? He got one nipple. I got two balls. I don't know.
I want to see them both. I'm not
really.
Yeah, let's do this.
I'll teabag you right here, right now.
if it means we get Patreon subscriptions, I'm okay with it.
Do you like? You must like strong teabag because I've seen the nuts on him.
We're not going bag to bag. He meant he was going to kick me.
Where have you seen my balls? I've never taken a picture of my balls.
If you walk in every room and flash some sack for dominance, so you, this is your own
fucking
fault.
Fucking slack for some domino. What that mean?
I'm about to leave. This has gone so far off the rails.
What does sack for dominance mean?
He said flash some sack for dominance.
What is that?
Just to show you who's in charge, here's my nuts.
It's like, you know, when dogs pee on the fire hydrant.
Right, staring each other's eyes as they do it. Yeah.
You be lifting your leg up, pissing on my wall?
No! I don't know where he got that from. I had never heard it before until he said
it. It's what I do at the gym.
Well, you don't go that often, so I see why you do it.
It's nothing like this fucking podcast, I swear. We never know what the fuck we're going to talk about. I have thrown up today. We're talking about his nuts. I ate too much. This shit was just sitting in my fucking chest like a fat bitch on a weight bench, just looking around.
On her phone?
Yes.
You're going to use the weights in a minute.
Yeah, we never know what we're going to talk about.
No.
We ended up talking about, what you call his nut sex?
His nuts, he flashes some sack for dominance.
Yeah, he flashes sacks for dominance. Which I had never heard of that. That must be
Chris some... just made that shit up. No one ever says that. Oh. That's never happened.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing at all. Literally he's just fucking with you.
Damn. I was about to go up there and tell my husband, flash your sack for dominance.
You should, though.
And that's how she gets divorced. I want to see other people. You get them. Flash your sack.
Sitting all over my face. I've enjoyed you guys on this Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to all the veterans. If you fought for this country, my hats go off to you, and so do my wig.
You take the wig off during the national anthem, I'd like to know.
No, I don't. I sit down. I'm black. And y'all know why. We ain't going to get into that bullshit, and you don't tell me what the fuck to do. Because my husband's in the military, too. It's his day, too. We appreciate you for fighting for this country. You did something that I could never do. Not because I didn't want to do it. Well, I don't want to do it. But I'm also a convicted felon. So they won't let me do it. Today is your day. Enjoy. We appreciate you. I hope you get everything that's coming to you, any type of happiness. I pray for anybody that lost loved ones that's fighting for this country. And we appreciate you guys, too, from the bottom of my heart, from the pat down. It's Veteran Day. Is there a song for Veteran Day, I should sing?
Memorial Day. Veterans Day is a completely different
thing. I'm proud to be an American.
Oh, shut the
fuck
up.
At least I know I'm free.
It's Memorial Day.
And I won't forget the men who showed their balls of dominance to me. And I gladly stand up. Wrap this shit up. I'm leaving. Y'all niggas are stupid.
I'm sorry. I mean, I need to correct it. It's Memorial Day. Right? But yeah. It's for the veterans.
More Memorial Day is for the people who died in battle or for the country. Veterans Day is for everybody who served.
So I need to erase that. So happy Memorial Day to everybody today. My hats go off to you. We appreciate your service. It's for the people who didn't make it, right?
Yeah.
Shake down.
I'm leaving this shit in. No, you can't stop us.
I would like to thank everybody for their service, and we truly appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. My husband is a veteran.
Right.
Yes.
But he didn't die.
No, he didn't die. He was too scared. He was hiding. He was hiding. I mean, he was
one of Trump's favorite soldiers.
He was not captured.
Yeah, he wasn't captured. But I appreciate y'all. And we actually ate today. I'm so fucking full. I threw up, like I said earlier. Mm. I feel a lot better. I feel about 8 pounds lighter. Just in the nick.
Sorry to bore you with our podcast.
Yeah. Chris, you're so boring. Some days I hate you, but some days I really appreciate you. And that's it.
I know that. I know that about you. I can tell.
And that's another episode of The Pat Down, and we appreciate you. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.